I'm hip. You hip? Kath and Mish from the hip.
Kath. Kath, matchy, matchy Kath. I bet you've got a pretty sexy undie drawer, have you?
Well, I've got one drawer for undies and one drawer for bras. Oh. And get this. This is how nuts I am.
She of the multiple drawers.
Oh, my giddy aunt.
Pull up your drawers.
I'll pull them down as I'll the case may be. Yeah.
Much more fun.
Yeah. Much more fun. And they're all colour-coded. You know, I sort of graduate the colours so I can see them. Because, Mish, I wear...
What's that? Kondo style?
Oh, sort of, yeah. Sort of. I was inspired by her for about five and a half seconds.
You're never looking in my drawers.
Oh, no, I'm not. No, I really am not. But I do wear good lingerie every day.
Oh, what a woman.
I know, what a woman, hey?
And so you should. In fact, so we all should. You know, it's I mean, you might graduate and go and buy something beautiful and think, oh, what? I can't pay that. But of course you can.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Or you buy special lingerie for a special day like your wedding.
Yeah.
And then don't worry about it afterward. That's hopeless.
I've still got these amazing, I think they're called, you know, it's a stocking that is not a tight, isn't it, that just fits on your thigh. You know, it's just, I think they're called, I've never knew
like
this.
Like Spanx.
No, you know, there is a, well, clearly I don't know the term, but I've still got these amazing ones that I did have from my wedding.
Yeah.
And, God, they're beautiful.
Really?
They just sit in the drawer, of course.
No. Well, I was 50 kilos heavier when I got married, so I threw all that shit out, I can tell you right now.
It is like I had to graduate to it, though. I had to graduate to nice lingerie.
Did you?
Yeah, I think it's a it was a discovery. And clearly I'm not in the cat drawers of lingerie, but, you know, I've got a bit, and my special matchy pairs. Are they pairs? I think they might be pairs. Mm,
yeah. Sets. Yeah.
They do have a special place in a different drawer to the everydays.
Do they?
Yeah.
So they're special for you. Well, they're not every day.
Well, I do wear... No, they're not every day, but I do wear... And I don't necessarily wear them together either.
What? No matchy matchy?
No.
Oh, Jesus, Mish. You're messing with my head, girlfriend. We have established matchy matchy very early in this podcast, though, didn't we?
We have. But yeah. I love that thing of the reveal, too. I mean, there's so much divine lingerie that you do take it, you do undo another couple of buttons.
Oh, don't you ever.
And you feel good.
Let
don't
the girls
you?
Out for a run.
Yeah, you feel good.
Yeah, you do feel
cleavage
good.
Cleavage is a great thing.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
It's a really good thing. I'd like to say the ass matches the boobs, but it doesn't.
No.
And I'm not doing any enhancements at this point of my life.
Let's not go down that track. No, Jesus, that's ridiculous, isn't it?
Tragic state of affairs.
That is.
Do not.
Why would you want a bigger butt? So when you first graduated to wearing nice lingerie, how did it make you feel?
Amazing. In fact, the most amazing revelation was being fitted for a bra.
Yeah, right.
I cannot tell you. And it could have been any bra, happened to be some beautiful lingerie that my very beautiful boyfriend purchased for me.
Wow.
Which was a lovely little...
That's a
together
nice thing.
Thing to do. It was really nice. It was actually really fun. But, yeah, the revelation of being fitted properly, where you just, like, the support is.
Yeah.
And you think, for how many years were you not supported in that way? It's
and
crazy.
How did you not know this?
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
Well, I think it's good that we're bringing lingerie to the fore. You know,
I
it's about
too.
Empowering women.
Yeah.
I
do too.
I used to have a client where I had to go to board meetings and there were about, you know, 13 old blokes, God love them, in the room and me.
Mm.
And I would always wear red power lingerie because I thought, you know, I've really got to stand up for myself here.
Any reveal or was it covered?
Oh, no reveals. I'm not showing them anything.
No, it was
all
just for
all
you.
About me.
See, that's the thing, and that's what all women should be doing is just like primarily for them.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we've got a guest who's going to talk to us about lingerie.
We've got a bloody expert in lingerie.
Yeah, well, she is an expert in lingerie because she's been looking after women's lingerie needs for over 20 years, and her name is Tracy Rudich. Shall we welcome her?
Let's bring her in.
Bring her in, baby!
Kath and Mish. From the hip, because there's nowhere else I'd rather be shot from.
Hello, hello, lovely ladies.
Hello, Tracy.
So nice good of to you to be you here. Like... You're a businesswoman, an entrepreneur. You started a business in lingerie. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it was sort of coming out of two children quite quickly, so 18 months apart, and I needed something to do that didn't take me out of the home. So I was very fortunate to meet this beautiful lady, Sue White, who was about to launch a brand to the direct-to-consumer market. So I put my hand up to say, yeah, I'm happy to help and help you build a field. And yeah, that was 26 years ago this year, just past August the 4th.
And you're still loving it. Now, you work with beautiful lingerie. Tell us, what's particularly emotive about lingerie?
Funny, because I just came off a fitting with a really lovely lady who's newly separated, and we were going through her lingerie capsule, and she said, I just don't feel worthy to wear beautiful lingerie.
Oh.
And it, yeah, and I said to her, wow, you know, thank you for sharing that with me, because I know that with the right style, the right fit and feel, that you will feel different. And she said, okay, all right, let's do it. So I feel like, I know, Kathy, when I started to work with this brand and you started to wear this brand, I know that when you used to go and do your full-on meetings, you used to power up. And I think that's what happens to women. They feel empowered, incredibly empowered, with a well-fitting, supportive, rather looks good under their clothing, that feels good on, and, of course, having the same on the bottom. It is a very empowering feeling, and I think we owe it to ourselves to only wear the very best. We really do.
At least to wear something that's properly fitted, because it is, it's quite a revolutionary feeling when you are fitted for a bra, it as opposed to all the crap that you might have purchased prior.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
80% of women still wear the wrong size. Why are we so hung up on size?
And so You've found through your work and being able to read people and them trusting you that you've been able to find an angle for them that's going to make them feel better and feel empowered.
Yes, I really believe that once you have had an experience with a beautiful lingerie set, it's so easy to then come back to that brand and that person that has obviously helped you to discover that, and be a lifelong customer. And that's what we're doing. We are creating lifelong customers with our customers because of our service. The service aspect is next level. That's the other thing that I think is really, it's such a personal thing. It's very intimate, and you know, not a lot of women do enough of the self-care, and when they do it, they really realise the true value in something as simple as a bra and knicker.
Yeah, right. And do you find that most women buy for themselves, or do they buy with their partner in mind?
No, they buy for themselves. Interestingly enough, they will often say, I want something that's a little bit sexy, but it's not for him, it's for me. And I love hearing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I love hearing that.
Yeah.
Do we graduate to wearing good lingerie? Is it a financial thing? Is it a state of mind? I mean, do you have young customers in their 20s who are, you know, looking after that part of themselves?
I think it comes from the nature versus nurture. This is what I truly think. I think the mother of the child shows how to look after themselves and to, you know, I mean, I hear these stories all the time, and when I see a young girl come on for a fitting with her mum, if her mum's wearing beautiful lingerie, she will say to her daughter, let's get you a really pretty set as well as a basic set. So it starts from how you have been raised, I think, and how you respect yourself. I think that's the first thing. if you're not raised, and I wasn't raised in that environment, I don't even remember my mother, I don't even remember seeing what my mother wore. Did we see that in those days? I don't know.
My mum always had really daggy bras and skin colour daggy bras.
Well, that was what was around for sure. But I don't remember my mother being, she was very fashionable on the outside, but not so fashionable on the inside. And I think I learned to wear beautiful underwear because I started to really realize the difference that in how I felt when I wore, and it's still today, if I open up my underwear drawer, getting dressed for the morning, if I put on something that's just that little bit elevated, I feel incredible for the day. If I put on my daggies, and I've got a lot of daggies because they're comfy, I don't feel like I can tackle the day.
Yeah.
It's really interesting that point you make about respect being the number one. I've got two teenagers and I wouldn't say that I did lead the way in showing them beautiful underwear, but they, on their own accord, had this incredible array of really sexy knickers and bras. And I mean, attributed a lot to Cotton On because there's the supermarket, which we didn't have. So good on them that they've actually discovered their own way of feeling great with sexy. And I often say to them, you know, hanging out the undies on the washing line, it's like, jeez, you've got sexy undies, girls.
A little bit too much information.
Sometimes racy, always raw. Kath and Mish from the Hip.
Lingerie has definitely become more fashionable and it's also fashionable to wear it showing.
Yeah.
Like a little low top with an open neck and a little bit of lace, or even, you know, Olivia will wear something that's strappy with a bralette or something that's completely obvious.
Yeah.
And that's fashion. So, yeah, and also I think, you know, the whole Instagram thing has definitely led the young ones to what's cool and certainly with lingerie. For us, it's to wear and support our breasts, but for the young ones, it's a completely different reason, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they do make the transition. They do make the transition, and it's interesting. I'm not sure when that happens, but they do make the I think it's mid to late 20s. They transition from something that is impractical to something that is practical and comfortable.
So how do you get over, because obviously sometimes for teenage girls, and I can certainly speak from my own experience, it's quite confronting coming to a bra fitting. How do you get around that?
It's awful. It's you know, some of the stories that I hear, I wanted to share with you guys that I had a client the other day who was probably in her early 20s, 23, 24. She'd had the worst experience. She's a country girl, the worst experience in a department store on Saturday. This was the Wednesday. She was actually probably scarred. The woman was so rude and so dismissive and so body shaming. I was like, I was just, oh my goodness. And anyway, I said to her, look, you know, let's just work on the numbers that we've got here. She's on screen, I'm on screen, so I wasn't actually physically with her. So we did the measure and then I selected a couple of things and said, look, let's just see how these go. Anyway, today was her fit check.
Right.
Unbelievable. She was a different girl. Mm. Can I tell you? She said, oh, Tracy, I was really skeptical. She said, I didn't think this would work. How could this possibly work? But look at me.
Oh, how sweet. And how brave of her to come back and give it another crack.
Yeah, exactly.
So you do virtual fittings. So you were online with her doing a fitting.
Yeah, so she was in Wagga.
Oh, God love her.
She was in Wagga and I'm here in Melbourne. And we have really nailed this virtual experience because when you think of lingerie, it's such a private thing.
Yeah.
And we don't ask people to take their tops off. We measure with their T-shirts or their singlets on. And then I work out the size and then I show them the collection through screen sharing on the website. It's really easy. And then we do a fit check. That's the gold, actually checking in. And that's the cycle of service then, so that they feel that they're getting a second go with the product. And if there's any tweaking that needs to be done, it happens. So it's allowed us to look at regional Australia, where we would never really be able to go.
Well, you're not visiting Wagga too often, Tracy.
Oh, I don't think I've ever been there, Kat.
How far remote do you go, in fact, Tracy?
We go everywhere. If you've got Wi-Fi, there are no boundaries for us now, whereas before we needed to have an agent in the zone, in the area.
No.
So last night I did a fit check on a lovely girl in Mount Isa.
Mm. Wow.
And she said there are no bra shops in Mount Isa. There is nothing for us here. Mm. So we have no option but to buy online. And online is challenging because, you know, you're not having anyone guide you through what's, you know, what would work. And so for us, it's opened up a whole global opportunity.
That's so wonderful because, you know, there's an easy presumption to make that if you're an urban dweller, you know, there's a plethora of shops and availability.
Yeah.
And you don't put that beautiful lingerie into a remote context, but of course you are. Women are women, and at the end of the day, we of course we want to feel beautiful in what we're wearing. That's a fabulous development.
Yeah, it really is. It's very exciting for us. We can definitely see a pathway now, and all those regional women don't ever have to worry about, oh, I'm going into town, you know, good old Target. I mean, they've done a great job, and Kmart, they've done a great job, but the product is not enough.
But even at least, even if they still frequent those stores, they at least now know what fits them, because they're not just going and buying something that sort of fits, maybe it doesn't, because now they have the...
Now they've been sized up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they've got the physical experience of what it feels
absolutely.
Like.
Yeah.
Are you collecting these stories? Because
absolutely.
Wonderful. Oh,
some are very emotional too, and particularly with the young ones, and you know, some of them don't want to come on screen, and you know, I've got to work at the relationship and trying to build relationships. I remember when Matilda came the first time, and it's challenging for a teenager to bear her bits in front of someone that is mum's friend, but let me tell you, it's better than the old bag at Maya.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it.
In the old days we used to, you know, drop in, bend over.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think we're getting a pretty good reputation for being able to work with the teenagers and helping them in their first bra, really.
Yeah.
Which is actually vital because as their breasts grow, they need support.
And yes, indeed.
So it's essential, really.
Absolutely.
Do you have any particular experience with sort of religious groups, or has that been a thing for you?
Yeah, I had. I have a fabulous group of Muslim girls on the other side of town. They're in across the bridge, and they love lingerie, and they take a lot of care of what they put on underneath their robes. That is the only cultural group that I've worked with.
They are wearing it for themselves as well?
Yep, they are totally wearing it for themselves. Mm, mm. They're quite empowered underneath that.
Well, I mean, the few Muslim weddings I've been to is just...
They're amazing, aren't they?
Star-spangling delight because of the beauty that the women adorn themselves with.
Absolutely.
In costume and makeup and hair and the whole presentation. And then they do these incredible, you know, dancing, which is often traditional, but it's all about the body. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're incredible. No, they do. They all wear amazing underwear.
So, Trace, do you sometimes feel like a psychologist? Is that, you know, obviously you've talked about relationship building because that would then inform what you show people too, right?
Well, you know, the old days I used to have the time because I would see people. We would be physically together.
Yeah.
And so, you know, talking about, you know, what was going to work and this, that and the other with the different styles. And I would often say, you know, your hubby will love this or your partner will love this or whatever. Oh, yeah, I don't want to excite him too much.
Oh.
And I used to say, oh, okay. So, okay, tell me more about that. Oh, yeah, no, I don't want any of that stuff. And it's quite interesting because I feel like once they do start to wear something that's beautiful, it does change how they feel towards their partner, because 9 times out of 10, they'll come back and say, hey, you know what, that triangle lace bra, it was a hit. And I didn't think it was going to be, but, you know, and I think that any partner, to see your partner respecting their body and wearing something that felt good, looked good, I can't bear the fact if you've got grey undies on, grey manky undies.
Well, you can't be feeling sexy
no.
in yourself. So if it you feel change. Sexy, you exude sexy,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. It does change the whole thing. So after 26 years, there's been some stories that I probably don't want to share because it's been heartbreaking, domestic violence being one of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, we used to work quite closely with our family life, and we still work closely in that area. But that's the rawness of what we used to do back in the day when we would visit clients' homes. And
yeah,
it's an interesting industry because I think it does raise a lot of self-worth.
Mm.
And, you know, it might sound silly to think that a bra can really make a difference in the way you feel about yourself, but it's the package.
Mm.
And you know yourself, Kathy, you've been such a supporter of beautiful lingerie.
Mm.
And Kathy won't have anything that's not matching.
Well, we have established that, Tracy, at the outset of From the Hip. We did establish Kath is matchy matchy. And that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And all power to you, girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, having, and I probably came to wearing really nice lingerie quite late because although having said that, I had very, very big breasts, and I had I used to have to go to a special lingerie shop where they, you know, shipped in industrial strength bras from Germany or somewhere. But then I had a reduction. Because I had a reduction before I had children, because I said to my doctor, oh, my God, my tits are so big. If I get pregnant, will they get bigger? And she said, yes, they will. And it was a big enough mental block for me to not have children. That's a big call. So we talked about it, and I had a reduction, and I was able to, you know, obviously birth 2 beautiful children and feed them for a bit and all of that stuff. And actually having smaller boobs made such a difference to me in terms of my self-esteem, being able to wear nice bras, you know, with you, Trace, and all of that stuff. It's been a huge thing for me. It's been a huge mental shift. Mm. I feel for people with really big boobs. I feel for people who don't have any. I get it. It is such the essence of womanhood in some respects. You know, they're not only functional, but they're fun, you know. So, and if you're not feeling good about them, you know, it's tough. It's
really it's interesting. The trend when I first started 26 years ago was enhancements.
Yeah.
So everyone was going down that path of the bigger the better, you know.
I never said that.
No, you didn't. And so for a long time it was all about enhancements, and can I tell you, in the last 2 years, it's all been about removing those enhancements and getting
right.
Yes, but it is interesting to see that women are going back to their natural shape, which I think is beautiful.
Yeah, great.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So much nicer.
I prefer boobs over ass, though. Like, I think boobs. I find boobs sexier than.
Oh, ass. I think so. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I just like the matching. pretty there.
You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. From the Hip.
Trace, it has been so great to have you here with us today. Thank you so much. Now, just give me 3 top tips. What do people need to be aware of when they're looking for good bras and lingerie? What are your 3 top tips?
Most definitely get fitted professionally. The thing that you need to look for is the wire and where the wire sits on your breast. Mm-hmm. So if you think about the outside part, the underarm part of where the wire sits, you need to make sure that it's sitting away from the breast tissue.
Right.
Very important. Now, 80% of women, as I said before, wear the wrong size. That's probably my top tip. The wire needs to sit away from the breast
tissue.
Why
is that, Tracy?
Because when the wire is sitting on the breast tissue, irritation, rubbing, and, you know.
Not good.
Not good. not good. So to be professionally fitted and to make sure that the fit is correct is absolutely a must. The other thing I would say to you is replace them.
Mm.
I can't tell you how many clients I have that, oh, I haven't bought a bra for 7 years.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
So it is not a massive investment to replace your bras every 18 months to 2 years.
Mm,
and absolutely. If you rotate enough, if you have enough in your drawer like you do, Kathy.
Thank you, Tracy.
I want to look in your drawer.
You can rotate, and rotation is important. So don't just have one bra that you wear and wear and wear and wear and wear because you're not letting the bra relax. So rotate, have a nice sort of rotation of styles and replace every 18 months to 2 years. And the third thing I would say is buy sustainable, ethically manufactured, Ecotech, the whole thing. Because can I tell you, there are some factories that would make your hair stand on end.
Yeah.
The thing is, the chemicals that are used in dyes today can be very dangerous to the immune system. And when you think about where you're putting your brief, right up close to your vajayjay.
Vajayjay.
It's just going to go.
Fascinating information. Like,
yeah. Wow.
Completely. You're going to
think about it, though.
Absolutely. And
of course. Yeah.
Yes. So any company that is working with the Ecotech standard, that's the one that you need to. And that they're on sheets now. They're on all sorts of things. It's just a little label, Ecotech, O-E-K-O-T-T-E-K. For lingerie, it is absolutely vital. Because you've got no harmful substances used in the making of the product, safe to wear, and sustainability.
Yeah, absolutely.
All those things I think is really important.
Key word. Dahl, thank you so much for joining us in From the Hip. We will put up all of your information on our website because it's really important. And I think, as you say now, with these virtual fittings, there's no barrier to entry.
No, absolutely.
Which is fantastic.
I know what my girls are getting for Christmas. Virtual fitting.
And they don't cost anything. It's the person that you've got to worry
that's
about.
That's fine. I'm happy with the phone.
Oh, no. Yeah. Great to be with you guys. Thanks.
All right, Dahl. Thank you so much. See you soon.
From the Hip is a weekly podcast featuring Kath and Mish for and on behalf of From the Hip Enterprises, recorded in the studios of From the Hip. You can subscribe and find more episodes of From the Hip at fromthehip.live. On Instagram at fromthehip_podcast, search for From the Hip on Facebook and download wherever you'd like to get your podcasts. Until next time, stay fine, stay fearless, stay hip.